Welcome to Noble Assembly of God this morning. Would you stand with me this morning as we open up in prayer? We're going to go into worship here. And how many of you are glad for our independence? Amen? Amen. More than just an independence as a nation, but independence and freedom from sin, because our Savior died on the cross for us. Amen. Lord, we thank you this morning that you're going to meet us here in this place. And we pray, Lord, for those that are in this sanctuary today, that you would just saturate our hearts with your presence. We pray for those that are unable to be with us today. Lord, we pray that you would just be in their midst and them in your midst, and you'd keep them safe. Lord, we pray right now you would work in and through your people today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Everyone to church and just tell them I'm glad I'm an American this morning. Amen. Agreed.
Thank you.
Amen, 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 amen. All right, you can be seated for just a few moments. Glad to have you in the house of the Lord. And looks like we got some remnants from VBS. Got a clothespin here and a, what's that called, safety pin. And so we appreciate all of you who, we had a wonderful, wonderful vacation Bible school. Had about 80-something students every day. And we want to say thank you again for all of you who volunteered at VBS. Couldn't have done it without you. And I want to give a shout out again to the snack team. Top notch, top notch. So anyway, just how you good? How's everybody doing? Everybody glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. Yeah, come on. Come on. Amen. Amen. There we go. That's the excitement I was looking for. Hey, if this is your millionth time to be here, well, for a millionth time, welcome. And this is your first time to be here, we also want to say welcome. And if this is your first time and you're hanging out with us, would you grab the card in the seat back in front of you, fill out that card. It just gives us a kind of a record of your attendance, lets us know you came and hung out with us today, and you stick that in the offering bag, and you'll probably get a really nice letter from Pastor that says, thanks for coming to see us, and we would really appreciate that. So if you're a visitor, would you please fill out that card for us? Thank you so much. And I have just a few announcements for you. First of all, kids camp's coming up, and so Pastor Chad is anxiously getting everything ready and getting all the vehicles ready and getting all the to-do lists and everything else, and he's excited about kids camp. And I know the kids interns that stay there for all the kids camps just moved in. One of our own, Cassidy Idell, is on that team, and just got Paige, your sister, back. She was a youth intern. She did all 6 youth camps. How many of you just got tired thinking about that right there? Yes. Yes. And so my favorite youth camp, where's Darren at? Darren is still tired. And so Darren also, is he? Where's Darren? Darren is not made it. This is what youth camp's done to Darren. He's on the back row, and we've got to move him back towards the front. But Darren also interned. And so, yeah, let's give Darren a hand too. Amen. Will you begin praying with us for next Monday? We launch out to Denver for the Denver mission trip. 22 of us headed to Denver to be a part of a lot of great outreach. I know they're planning a lot of great things for us, and we will leave on the 11th and come back on Sunday the 17th, which is my birthday, so I get to drive everybody home, and my birthday present is you take your kids back. And so happy birthday to me. But anyway, I'm excited about it. We've been preparing for it. We've fundraised, and now it's time to go. And so we're excited about all that's happening. There's lots of things in the bulletin. Make sure you read those so you keep up to date. But I'm going to ask the ushers to come as we receive of the tithe and offering this morning. Amen. Amen. As they do again, I want to remind you and just thank you again for all that you did for VBS. And we're going to pray over the tithe and offering, and then you're going to get to see a slideshow, a little video of some memories of VBS. So if you helped, look for yourself. If you weren't able to be here with us, look for all your friends and all the craziness that we got to do this week. So let's pray over the tithe and offering this morning. Lord, we thank you once again for the blessings you poured out upon Noble Assembly. We thank you, Lord, for all that you did in VBS. We thank you for all that you're going to do in the mission trip and kids camps and all of that. And Lord, right now we pray that you would just put your hand of blessing upon the giving, multiply it so that we can tell more people about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
did have a great week at school. I told Carrie yesterday, one of the songs that don't say the name of it, I was going over and over in my head yesterday, and I was like, I can't get it out of my head. And she goes, I think that I couldn't get out of mine all week, so I don't want it back in my head. But why don't you stand with us? We're going to go back into worship. I know the kids had a great time during worship, and I have a great time. We have worship here, too.
Strengthen our hearts and let us not grow weary. And steady our souls and make us brave in the fire. And let our faith become a mountain that will rise and never fall. Lifted high above the valley, we declare your kingdom come. And we will cling what you promised till the day you call us home. Let our faith become a mountain we stand on, and we will stand unaffected by the chaos. We will stand no matter what the cost. There's no more worry, no more fear.
Promises that you've given us in the Bible that we stand on today. For if you said, if my people will call on my name and humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that we would hear from heaven and that you would heal our land. And Father, we stand here on this weekend as we celebrate the birth of our nation, a nation that you guided and directed our forefathers to create, a nation that is bowing on their knees and crying out to God. We're crying out for your help. And we believe that you're moving, for we are starting to see a move of God in this nation that we've never seen before, and we haven't seen for a while. With the overturn of Roe versus Wade, I believe that you're moving and that more and more things will start to happen, and that this nation will turn its back on Satan and sin, that we will look towards God and bow our knees and put you back, God, we trust. Because without you, this nation cannot stand another year or 5 years or 10 years, because you're the backbone of our nation. You're the God of this nation, and this nation belongs to you. And we declare this morning that the United States of America belongs to God. And we believe that this morning that it's going to just be and a miraculous change in the nation and all the people in this nation, to where we fall on our knees and we just give you praise and glory. And we see your miracles manifested across this land in healings, salvations, revival. We declare and we believe this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
They say this mountain can't be. They say these chains will never break, but they don't know you like we do, for there is power in your name. We've heard that there is a way. Heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do, but there is power in your name. So much power. See a miracle, God, we believe. just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Aren't you glad we can speak the name of Jesus? Name is power. Name is healing. Name is life. Name is peace and comfort. And you lose a loved one. This morning we want to lift up R.J. Bird's family. His grandson passed away in a boating accident last evening, the lake. We just want to speak Jesus over their family right now. the Lord would give them peace and comfort. And I just can't imagine that. RJ's brother just died a week or so ago, had a funeral on Saturday, I believe. So, been a lot going on. Rendy's mom had a light stroke, so we want to pray for Sister Hodges. Robin Boggs's cousin Becky has been given 3 weeks to live. She's just young, like age 50, 51 years old. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over Becky this morning. Larry Newell will be having surgery coming up. We speak the name of Jesus over Larry. My mom is not feeling well today. We want to pray for her. Rendy's niece, her father-in-law, BJ, is very ill with cancer. We just want to speak the name of Jesus over BJ today. Do you have a need? We need to speak the name of Jesus over today. Let me see your hand if you have a need on your heart. Father, we come to you now as the body of Christ, as this local church. We're so thankful for the church, so thankful for all of these people that are a part of this church family. And Father, when they hurt, we should all hurt. When they rejoice, we all rejoice. That's what a family does. And Lord, we hurt with the Bird family this morning. We just pray that right now, God, that you would just give peace and comfort and strength to this family. We pray, Father God, that you would minister to them in this time of sorrow. We lift them up to you right now. We pray for Rendy's mom, Sister Hodges. We pray that you would touch her today as she suffered a light stroke. We pray also for BJ, Rendy's niece's father-in-law. We pray for BJ this morning. Touch him with healing, Lord. As well as Robin's cousin, Becky. We just speak the name of Jesus over Becky Cox right now. Lord, touch her. Take away this cancer. And heal her body, we pray, right now. We pray for Larry Newell, Lord. We ask that you would just touch Larry, that you would minister to him right now, Lord, and bring healing to him by the powerful name of Jesus. Lord, touch my mother today. I pray that you would just minister to her and get her well and heal her body. She's also facing an upcoming surgery. Touch her, Lord, we pray. Touch all the hands that represent people that have needs today. Lord, we just speak the name of Jesus over them right now. Your name, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Minister to them. Meet the need, we pray. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, as we've already heard this morning and already reminded of, pray that you would touch and bring healing to our land. On this birthday of America, we pray, Father God, for a rebirth of America. We pray, Father God, for a move of your Spirit from sea to shining sea to coast. We pray, God, for you to move in America again by your Spirit. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We speak your name. Let's just speak the name of Jesus. Say it with me, Jesus. Say it again, Jesus. One more time, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you care about every single person, every single need, every single situation. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated this morning.
There was no freedom. people is like have a like really hard life, and they going to the jail, and then government kill them.
The entire Sudanese civil war started in my hometown.
Everybody's corrupted. Everyone is corrupted. There's the rebels. There's all these people fighting.
They call you slave.
Government don't let to us to go to the church.
They came on the land and, you know, they were just killing everybody.
Well, I talked to my neighbor about Jesus.
What they did, they fired on us. So everybody had to jump into the water.
Her mother started believing to Jesus, and then her husband killed her.
It was a nightmare getting separated from your parents.
That night, we were just seeing bullets. Like, I thought they were fireflies, but they were actually bullets.
Her husband said, if I find who talked about you to the Jesus, I'm going to find them and I'm going to kill them too.
We escaped and got into the mountains, into the forest.
We had actually run quite fast indeed.
My parents, they say, like, we can't live here anymore.
And we found ourselves in a refugee camp in Ethiopia.
I lived in a refugee camp for 7 years.
And we went to the United Nations.
I did always pray about getting to a better place. Now that I've come here, I've got the freedom to go to school, study what I want, be who I want.
You can wear whatever you want. You can go to the church.
Here, I have opportunities.
I'm studying biotechnology engineering and graphic designing.
My master's in accounting.
After I finished college, I want to be a lawyer.
God always take up the chill and defend us.
I've asked him everything I've ever wanted and everything I've gotten.
I mean, I saw how God is good.
Aren't you so very thankful for the freedom that we've been given, the freedom that we have? More importantly, we are thankful for the freedom we have been given in Christ, amen? Freedom from the penalty of sin. Freedom to experience the new birth. Reconciliation with God. Freedom from guilt and condemnation. Freedom to be in God's family of believers called the church. I am thankful for freedom this morning. Aren't you? Now it's our job to let freedom ring. And that is the title of the message this morning is Let Freedom Ring. On July the 4th, 1776, 56 brave men signed their names to the Declaration of Independence seeking to let freedom ring. They pledged their lives, their loyalty, and their sacred honor to the cause of freedom, which we have enjoyed for the last 246 years. Other brave men and women have fought, and many died, to sustain that freedom and let it continue to ring. Just as courageous people have sought to let freedom ring for our nation, so we must be courageous followers of Christ to continue to let the freedom that Jesus suffered, bled, and died for on the cross ring out to a world blinded by the God of this world. Notice with me the words of the Apostle Paul under divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. That's our text this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. It says, but whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. Father, we thank You for Your word today. We thank You for this Independence weekend, this Sunday, that we can celebrate not only our nation, but more importantly, our freedom we have in You. We thank You, Lord Jesus, for the time that we can worship together freely. We can sing, we can pray, we can gather, we can listen to Your word preached today, and we can respond and we can go about our day because of freedom. Lord, we ask that You anoint and bless this message this morning. Holy Spirit, You know where every single one of us are at in our lives, what's happening in our hearts, what's happening in our family, and we pray, God, that You touch each person today and meet their need in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. I want us to look at the freedom we've been graciously given and how to let it ring out from our lives. So there are four things. Everybody say four things. There are four things we want to look at today. Number one, what freedom brings. What freedom brings. In the verses we just read, in verses 16 and 18, it says, when someone turns to the Lord, his veil is taken away. And then in verse 18, it says, so all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. The first thing that we have that freedom brings is sight. The veil is taken away. That is keeping us from seeing God, from seeing the kingdom of God, when we come to Him, that veil is removed. The blinders are removed when someone turns to the Lord. And I want to tell you, when someone turns to the Lord, Satan is not happy about it. Amen? He doesn't like people's eyes to be opened. Look back a few verses in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 and 4. Or excuse me, forward a few verses from where we read. It says, if the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only from people who are perishing. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. They are blinded. The God of this world blinds them. But when they turn to the Lord, the blinders are removed. The veil is taken away. Like the famous hymn says, I once was blind, but now I see. Amen. And not only does freedom bring sight, it also brings reflection. Verse 18 says, that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. God's power, grace, and glory now reflects off of our life to the people around us. When you come to the Lord, you become a reflector of God's light. It's not something that originates within us, but it is from God, and we simply reflect it. How many of you have been driving down the street and an approaching car is coming to you and the sun is shining bright and maybe they've got a really big chrome bumper on the front and that light hits that chrome bumper and boy, it hits it just right. It just blinds you. It shines right in to the car that you're driving and you go, oh my goodness, what in the world has he got on the front of that big GMC truck? He got a big light of some kind. The other day after Vacation Bible School, Briley and I was headed home, and I had my Yeti, thank you. I had my Yeti cup sitting there, and the sun was hitting it just right, and it was blinding Briley. She goes, I'm going to have to put my hand on that cup. It's blinding me. And so pretty soon I said, what? She goes, yeah, it's blinding me. So then she turned it on me. See what I mean? And she was positioning it to where it would reflect in my face. I said, don't do that. You're going to cause me to have a wreck here in a moment. But we reflect the light from the Lord. It hits us and we reflect that to the world, not to blind people, but to give them the light of the grace and the glory and the love and the power of God. Can you say amen? So what freedom brings is it brings light, it brings sight, it brings reflection. We get to reflect God's love, his peace, his joy. We get to reflect all that is great about God. This world is in darkness. Amen? But in Christ, we bring his light. All we have to do is watch the news, and we can see that this world is in a lot of darkness. The God of this world has blinded a lot of people to the truth. But I'm glad we serve the one who can bring the light and can remove the blinders. Not only does the freedom of God bring sight and reflection, it also brings, number three, it brings change. Verse 18 says, can see and reflect the glory of the Lord, and the Lord who is the Spirit makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. As we are changed. How many of you are thankful that the Lord changes you? How many of you want to be more and more like Jesus? Say this with me. Lord, I want more and more. Say it again. Lord, I want more and more. One more time. Lord, I want more and more. Amen. We want to be more and more like him. And one more thing that not only does freedom bring sight, it brings reflection, it brings change. Number four, it also brings hope. It brings hope. As we are now able to see the way, the truth, and the life, as we are now able to reflect God's grace and power and glory to a dark world around us, as we are being changed more and more, everybody say more and more, as we are being changed more and more like Jesus, we can't help but be filled with hope. And God's hope does not disappoint us. Regardless, listen to me, regardless of the circumstances in our life, God's hope does not disappoint us. Regardless of when you get the news that your grandson has been killed in a boating accident. RJ and Dorothy, I know, and their family still have their hope in Christ. I don't believe the devil shook that. And when you get news of other things happening, I want to tell you, if you have your hope grounded in Christ, it makes all the difference. Jessica showed me something that she taught in her little class. If this is your life, if I can do this and hold the mic too, see how talented I am here. Put this right in there where the stars are, right? Now, if you get some people to, if I had, Lucas, come up here. Come here, Lucas. It'd be better if I had somebody illustrate this. Come on up here. Give Lucas a good hand. Isn't he a good guy? All right. I want you to try to separate my fist. Move my fist. Separate them. Yeah, just hit them. Well,
oh, you said hit.
Or somehow just get my fist apart.
Okay.
All right, do it again. Come on, use both hands if you have to. Yeah, all right. Now, we're going to insert Christ into my life. Boink. Now do it, buddy. Can't do it now, can you? No. Come on, are you weak?
No.
Give him a hand. I thought, now that's a good illustration. With Christ in our life, he's the thing that brings strength. He's the thing that when trials hit us or we get bad news or sickness or whatever, he will hold us strong and we won't come apart. hope in Christ. We can't help but be filled with hope when Christ is in our heart. Let me share with you an example of a man who had some very difficult circumstances, but overcame by the faith and hope that he received in Christ. Have you ever heard of a man by the name of Nick Vujicic? Raise your hand if you heard of Nick Vujicic. Well, I had heard of this man. I didn't know his name. But Thursday, I did the nursing home service, and then the little devotional book that I go through with them, this story came up, and I read this story to them, and it is amazing. We might have a picture of him. There he is. The man that was born with no arms and no legs. Let me tell you his story, and I could probably tell it to you, but I'm going to read it from this little devotion because I think it'll bring out more of the details that I'll forget if I try to tell it. It says, when they brought her baby, she cried, "Take him away. I don't want to see him." Her husband tried to calm her. "He's beautiful." But she saw this misshapen newborn as a terrible mistake. Before they arrived at the hospital, she had a premonition that something was dreadfully wrong. Her husband was at her bedside when he saw little Nick emerge without arms. He almost vomited. He would have fainted if the nurses hadn't pushed him out of the delivery room. Had he stayed, he would have seen that his son also had no legs. It was an act of bravery for that couple to bring home a baby who was little more than a head and torso. It was two months before Nick's mother came to terms with a boy without limbs. The road ahead was even more difficult for Nick. When he was six, doctors tried to fit him with artificial limbs that were more of a nuisance than a help. When he went to public school, classmates teased him and bullied him. At age 10, he felt worthless and wanted to commit suicide at the prospect of being a lifetime burden to his parents. His dad and mom pulled him out of the crisis by telling him that if he set his mind to it, he could do anything other kids did. His disabilities didn't have to define or disable him. So the boy without arms and legs learned how to swim and fish, snowboard and surf, play pool and putt a golf ball, brush his teeth and wash his hair. Millions who have watched Nick Vujicic on YouTube videos go away amazed at what a person without limbs is capable of doing. When he was 19, Nick became a motivational speaker. The Australian overcomer has become a globetrotter, traveling more than 3 million miles to 58 countries, carrying a message of hope to world leaders, as well as the discouraged, disadvantaged, and disabled. He now lives in the United States, where he leads his own nonprofit called Life Without Limbs. He not only shares his personal faith in Jesus Christ, but also delivers this inspiring message. No matter what our disability, no dream is beyond your reach. Nick is now happily married to a Japanese-American beauty named Kane. I may not be saying that right. A few years ago, they welcomed their first child into the world, a little boy named Kiyoshi. You should see the man without arms giving high fives and hugs to his son or wrestling with him on the floor. Everything Nick thought to be impossible as a suicidal boy has come true. Anyone who follows Nick Vujicic's amazing story surely agrees with his father's assessment. He is a beautiful person. By the way, he now has four children. Each of us is a special needs child. We all have some kind of disability, but we don't have to let those challenges define or disable us if we will believe what Nick's dad told him one day. You are a gift, just differently packaged. The Bible says in John chapter 9, verses 2 and 3, Rabbi, his disciples ask him, why was this man born blind? And Jesus answered, this happened so the power of God could be seen in him. Wow. As I told the residents of the Noble Nursing Home on Sunday, I believe the difference between the man that is and that what he's accomplished was because of Jesus Christ. Had he not had the blinders removed, had he not learned about faith in Jesus, I believe he probably would have died or committed suicide. He would have totally been a different story. His story would not have read the same without Jesus. Jesus makes the difference. Jesus gives hope. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hallelujah. The second thing about freedom that we want to look at this morning is how freedom rings. I believe in a nutshell, the answer is found in verse 17 of our text. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Freedom rings by the Spirit of the Lord, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. As we endeavor to stay filled with the Spirit and walk in the Spirit each and every day, we enable the Holy Spirit to ring out freedom to others. I believe freedom rang out from this sanctuary this week as the children came to VBS. I believe freedom was given. Lives were touched. Futures were changed because of the seed of the Word of God, like we talked about last week, being planted, that mustard seed being planted, that leaven going into that life and bringing all through it, working all through it. It's the anointing that breaks the what? The yoke, the Bible says. The bondage, the sin, the blinding, the depression, the discouragement is broken by the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord brings freedom. The best thing we can do as ministers, and every believer is a minister, is to seek the Lord's power and anointing in our lives through prayer, through time in the Word and worship, through obedience and service, to staying close to the Lord and growing more and more. Say it again, more and more like Him. When we grow more and more like Him, the Spirit of the Lord rings out from our lives. So my word to us today, or the Lord's word to us today, is diligently seek to know Him and diligently look for opportunities to make Him known. Know Him and make Him known. And as you do that, you will experience firsthand how freedom rings. And that is by the Holy Spirit. That's how freedom rings. Never give up and allow the Holy Spirit to renew you every day, as it says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, says that is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. Amen. Every day, never give up. Let the Holy Spirit ring out from you. The third thing about freedom that we want to look at this morning is why freedom sings. Why freedom sings. You can't help but sing when you've got Jesus in your heart. When you've got the blinders removed, when the veil is taken away. Remember the chorus of the famous song, His Eye is on the Sparrow? I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free, for His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. You sing that with me? I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free, for His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Amen. His eye is on the sparrow. We sing because He's put joy in our heart. We have peace, like a river. We have joy like a fountain. We have love like an ocean. When you experience the life-changing, eye-opening power of God's love, you can't help but want to sing. Whether you can carry a tune or not, doesn't matter. You want to sing. You at least want to make a joyful noise. Your heart has been cleansed and your spirit renewed, so you feel like being happy and singing and praising the one who did it all for you. No wonder the Bible speaks so much about singing and praising the Lord. Psalm 128:1, just a couple here this morning. There's several verses that we could speak and recite or read. Psalm 128:1 says, "How joyful are those who fear the Lord, all who follow his ways." Joyful are people who follow the Lord, who follow his way. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Hallelujah. The Lord makes us sing and have a song in our heart. Occasionally I wake up in the morning, I think I heard somebody say this, maybe it was Brother Gherkin, that sometimes you just wake up and you got a song in your heart. Or maybe it was Brother Tennyson. One of you ministers said that the other day. Sometimes you just wake up and you just got a song in your heart. That happens to me a lot. There'll be some song I haven't thought of in years, maybe an old hymn or maybe something on the radio that's playing now, and I'll just wake up in that song and it'll stay with me all day long. I don't believe that's an accident. I believe that's the Holy Spirit giving us a song. So when we experience the freedom of the Lord, he gives us something to sing about. As the worship song says, all of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship. All of my life, in every season of life, I'm starting to identify more and more with that scripture verse in Psalms. It says, I once was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. I used to think more I was on the young side. Now I'm kind of drifting to the other side. But I still got a long way to go. I'm not near as old as Tony Keller. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a reason to sing in every season. You are still God, no matter what happens. I have a reason to sing no matter what. I have a reason to worship. Amen. And you just may, hold on here, and you just may need that when you come to the fourth thing about freedom that I want us to look at. And that is this: when freedom stings. Yeah? When freedom stings. Sometimes our faith can cause us pain. I think of the high school football coach who just last week was exonerated by the Supreme Court for his practice of kneeling down and thanking God after every football game on the 50-yard line, whether they won or lost. He's been in pain for several years because somebody brought that lawsuit and said, that's against the law. You can't do that. It's separation of church and state, and took him to court, and he stood. He's been stood for by the legal people and fought that for years. And finally, Coach Kennedy won. But it was painful. Coach Kennedy's freedom and faith as a Christian has stung for the last few years. I think of people in other countries, as we saw in the video that we played at the start, whose freedom as Christ has stung and been painful. And many have lost their lives for their faith. Many have lost their jobs. Many have had to watch their family killed because they would not deny the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter and John, Paul and Silas, Stephen and John the Baptist. We talked about Stephen this morning, how he stood and his faith as he stood for the Lord stung, and eventually they took his life. Many others in the Bible at different times felt the sting of freedom as well as the joy of freedom. In defending the cause of Christ, there can be some pain. There can be some sting at times. Some of you may have faced backlash at school. Maybe some backlash at your work. Because you stand for the Lord. And you stand for freedom. Maybe even some backlash from your family. Because their eyes are still closed and they don't understand this thing you're talking about, following Jesus. They don't care to have the rod of strength in their life. So sometimes faith stings. Here's a word for you, two words. Be strong. Be strong. Stephen stood for Christ. And it was all said and done. Christ stood for Stephen. When Stephen was laying his life down and Paul, Saul at that time, was standing there giving his approval, Stephen looked up to heaven. He saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Normally he's sitting. Stephen got a standing ovation for his faith in Christ. Acts chapter 5 and verse 40 and 42. It's talking about some of the persecution. The disciples got thrown in jail and all this is going on. But it says in Acts 5, 40 and 42, it says, the others accepted his advice. They called in the apostles and had them flogged. Then they ordered them never again to speak in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. But listen to verse 41. The apostles left the high council rejoicing that God had counted them worthy to suffer disgrace for the name of Jesus. And every day in the temple they went, continued to preach the message, Jesus is the Messiah. They rejoiced even in the sting, even in the trial, even in the persecution and the sting of their freedom. They rejoiced. This life is nothing compared to eternity. This life is just a little bitty, teeny, tiny piece of existence compared to an endless line that would represent eternity. Acts chapter 4, 16 and 18, once again says this. What should we do with these men? Hang on, I don't think that's not the right spot. Have you ever lost your place? I think I just lost my place. Where did I? Oh, I'm in Acts. It's 2 Corinthians. I thought, what in the world? First mistake I've ever made. Not Acts 4:16. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18 says, that is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now, Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things that we cannot see will last how long? Forever. Don't be too mesmerized by the things we see going on now. But we fix our eyes on Jesus. We fix our eyes on things that will last forever. And I'm thinking it won't be long before one of these days we're going to go and be with him forever. Fix your eyes on eternal things, on Christ, and regardless of what happens, you will win. We win. You know what? I've read the back of the book here, and we win. Have you ever recorded an OU football game on TV? And then because you want to watch it later, you know, maybe you can't go to it at the time you watch it, and then later you hear the score. You find out that OU did indeed beat Texas 63-14. You know, you find that out. But so while you're watching the game, even though it looks like maybe things aren't going well at a moment, you already know that at the end you win. So you can kind of watch that game and kind of smile and not get too concerned about maybe what's happening at the moment, because you've already know that at the end the score is a W for OU. That's kind of the way it is with God. We may be facing a lot of things, but we've read the back of the book and we win. You win in Christ. No matter what happens, you win when you follow him. In conclusion, as musicians come, so there you have it. We've looked at what freedom brings. We've looked at how freedom rings. We've looked at why freedom sings. And we've looked at when freedom stings. As people down through the ages have pledged their lives and sacred honor to bring about and defend our freedom as a nation, maybe we just should be just as vigilant, or may we be just as vigilant and jubilant to pledge our lives and sacred honor to bring about and to promote the freedom that we have in Christ. Can you say amen? Let freedom ring. I pray that freedom rings from your life by the power of the Holy Spirit every day. This world needs to know that there is freedom in Jesus. If you're here today and you've not experienced freedom in Jesus, I would like to take a moment, just bow your heads. I'd like to take a moment in case there's someone here today that does not know Christ as Savior. And I would like to give you an opportunity to say, you know what? I don't know Jesus today as my Savior, but I know because I've heard the truth of the word today. The Holy Spirit's been knocking on my heart. I want to give my heart to Jesus today. If that's you, would you just lift up your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me. I need Jesus today. I need the Lord to forgive me of my sins and come into my heart. Thank you. I see that hand. 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 Any others? I've seen about 4 or 5 hands today. Thank you. Hallelujah. You need to know that you know that you know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would everyone stand with me this morning? I would like those of you that raised your hand to do one more thing. The Bible says if we confess him before men, he will confess us before the Father, just like Stephen did. But if we deny him before men, he will deny us before the Father. I would like those who raise their hand to right now just come and meet me right here. I'm going to pray with you to receive Christ. You need the Lord. If you raise your hand, you need Jesus. Come right now, real quickly. We're going to do communion in a moment, but I want to pray with some people right here. Give them a hand as they come, church. Give them a hand as they come. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, right over here in the middle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's anybody else? Come on, real quick, real quick. How many of you did this in a church service sometime in your life? Amen. You came forward and you said, Jesus, I want to receive you as Savior. Anyone else want to join these? We're going to pray right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask these to say this prayer with me. And I want all of us in this room today to say it as well. It doesn't hurt us to say through the sinner's prayer many times in our life and say, God, I'm just reminding you again that you're the Savior and I'm a sinner and I need you as my Lord and my Savior. So bow your heads, everyone pray with me, including these that have come. And if you didn't come today and you wish you would have, say this prayer with me and all of us say it together. Heavenly Father, I give you my life. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I confess you right now as my Lord, as my Savior. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Got something for you there. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord another hand of praise. Amen. Now what we do, that's step one. We take a step for the Lord and the veil was removed. We're serious when we come down here and we pray through a prayer. When we're meaning that from our heart, it don't take but a splicket. It don't take but a split second to fall off the stage. No. It doesn't take but a split second for God to wash your sins away, put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and put you on the roll of heaven. It takes about that long. About that long. But what we do now is we get into the Word and we say, Lord, I want to learn to be more and more. Remember, we said that in the message today. Say it with me. More and more. More and more like Jesus. As we read the Word and as we faithful to church and as we do those things, it helps us grow in our faith. Hallelujah. Lord, we rejoice in that today. And Father, we're going to come now to the table if the men who are going to serve communion would come. We're going to come now to the table of the Lord. First Sunday of every month, Lord, we receive communion where we remember. Everybody say remember. We remember, Lord Jesus, what you have done for us. We remember the blood that you shed on the cross that was the only thing that would be able to take our sin away. The only thing that would remove our sin, that would forgive our sin, that would cast our sin as far as the east and from the west is the blood of Jesus. And we rejoice in that today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to do something different today. I'm going to have you come forward and get these communion elements, but I don't want you to take it to your seat or anywhere. I just want you to stand down here if you can. If you can't stand, we'll come to you. But I want you just to stand that. We are going to take it all at the same time, but we're going to stand it in a massive group of right down here. Okay? So come down, get your communion, and then stand up as close to the altar. We're going to be together today. We're going to take it together. As the body of Christ, as the family of God. Hallelujah. Ladies, go ahead and sing that song while they're doing that.
On a hill far away, stood an old rock.
Yeah, you'll have to move up kind of close so people can come in behind you.
Suffering and shame, and I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world.
trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to so I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange
verse after we do communion. Take your communion deal and get your bread there ready. 1 Corinthians, has everybody been served, by the way? Do we miss anybody? 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." Father, we lift up this bread right now. We know it's a token as a symbol of your broken body. And we're so thankful that your body was broken that we might be made whole. In Jesus' name, amen. Receive the bread. Now, if you'll turn it over and get the juice ready. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again." Let's hold up this cup. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son that we might have forgiveness, that we might be forgiven. And we know he came to this earth for one reason. He came to die on the cross and shed his blood so that we could be saved. So Jesus, thank you. We know that you're ascended back to heaven now. We know that you're seated at the Father's right hand and you're praying for us. And we say to you, we're so thankful, so very, very thankful that you died on the cross. And we're very thankful that you rose again. Because you live and because you rose, we will also rise and live together with you forever in heaven. So thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's say the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Do that last verse of Old Rugged Cross. Ah, to the old rugged cross I will ever be true. It shall I'll sing it out.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I encourage you to go and let freedom ring today from your life. Thank you, Jesus.